Welcome to the Athletes in Action podcast.
We are a sports ministry serving athletes at the University of Missouri.
Join us weekly for conversations about faith and sport.
Seeing people do this to finally get the courage to come up and share some of my story, but ultimately I realized it's not just my story to tell, so here I am. So, that's me and Mitch. Mitch took second if you didn't see that earlier. So growing up, I always knew who God was. My family believed in God. We went to church when we were younger, but as we started getting older, and as you guys probably know, going through sports and stuff, things started getting busier and we just didn't go nearly as much. We turned into what my mom would call a CEO church family, which is Christmas, Easter, and other holidays. So we were always there for that. But other than that, it was very sporadic, as when we would go. And then as I went through high school, it wasn't like I didn't like Jesus or I didn't need him, but I just didn't think about it much. Like, everything was going pretty well. I just felt like I could do it by myself. You know, I didn't really have to think about it much. I was lucky to have a pretty good growing up. And I always knew that he was there. I just never really thought about it, I guess. Even looking back at my college decision, making process, I never really looked to God when deciding that. I wish I would have, because it was a pretty hard process. But luckily, his plan's perfect, because the only two things that I knew going into my senior year was there's no way I'm going to Mizzou. I want to get out of here a little bit, see some other stuff. And I'm sure as heck not wrestling in college. That would suck. And here I am. So I'm grateful for that. But yeah, like I said, that whole process was like me on my own, and there was a lot of arguments between me and my parents and just a lot of like negative stuff that, like, looking back, like, I could see God working through that and some of those unanswered prayers and those closed doors that I was so heartbreaking at the time was like ultimately led me to this path to right where I am today. So pretty cool looking back, hindsight's always 20/20. But I guess the main view I had of God growing up was just more about the rules and regulations. Like, I knew what sin was. I knew what right and wrong was. It was very clearly defined. I don't know. I mean, that's certainly not a bad thing. We have all these rules and regulations in the Bible. They talk about the commandments. Like, that's not a bad thing by any means if you know who God really is. So when you know that relationship, when you start to realize how much that God loves you, and then you can start to see those rules kind of change, and like, there's a lot of love in those laws, in those rules. The biggest thing for me is when you start to see, Jesus knew your past, present, and future sins when he died on the cross, just so you could have a chance to know that loving Father, it takes it from these are all these rules and regulations that you have to follow this to like a loving set of guidelines. And so that was big for me. It was like, you start to see that it's like, okay, my parents had rules for me, and maybe I didn't like them, but, they were for my good. And when you start to see that, and you start to have that relationship a little bit, and you realize, wow, there's a lot more to it than this, and these are going to help me along the way. So, and I think the strictness of those rules is just because it breaks God's heart when we sin, when we turn away from him. Like, it's not a bad, like, it's not a hateful thing. It's just like, it hurts him so much when we try to do it on our own. So I think that's something that was really big. As I kind of got into this. So as I got to Mizzou, quickly began to realize how difficult college athletics were. My freshman year was rough. If you ever talked to my roommate Canton about it, I told him all the time, like, I don't think this is for me. Like, this is brutal. The wrestling room was not going well. My body constantly hurt. It's just like, what did I sign myself up for? I had a really negative mindset for a lot of freshman year, and it was tough. And then a few weeks into the school year, one of my teammates, actually Grant Leith, told us before practice, like, hey, we got AIA FCA meeting tonight at the Matsy. I'm like, all right, I'd heard of FCA in high school. I didn't really know what AIA was. I assumed they were kind of the same thing. So I decided, I'll try it out. We'll see what happens. And the moment I stepped into this room, I could just tell something was different. You could just, like, walking in here at 8:30 for a meeting and seeing all these other athletes who I knew were exhausted. I knew they were stressed about school. But just to see the joy that they had on their face, to see the joy, the interactions with the people they were talking to, it's like, what's going on here? Like, this is cool. Like, it really is. Like, I'd never, up that point through the summer and getting into a couple weeks into the school year, I'd never interacted with that many people outside the wrestling team in one place. Like, we know how the Matsy is. Everybody's kind of on their own teams. Like, but here it was just like everybody was together. There was so much joy. I'm like, what is that? You know? And needless to say, that was a little intimidating walking in for the first time. I know some people have kind of said that, you know, coming in here, that's a lot. When you're looking at that, you're seeing all these people who are just like thriving in this struggle that we all go through. It's kind of like, you know, it's intimidating to say the least. That's how I felt. But I continue to go to meetings. I had several one-on-one talks with Nathan and Jake Hurl, who, looking out into this room, I don't know how many of you know Jake. He was a senior my freshman year. Super good guy. But I was just thinking about that, like, wow, none of you probably know who that is. So I had some of these one-on-one meetings and started to kind of grow, realize what my relationship could be like with God. And at the end of the year, I went to UTC, which is what the shirt is. I just remember that I could finally learn there that all the struggles that I was going through, all of the grind of wrestling, everything I was doing could be done with God. And I could do that with him. I didn't have to have it all on myself. Like, it wasn't the end of the world if I wasn't beating somebody in the room or if I didn't win a tournament, whatever it was. Like, I could do that with him. And I remember they told us to pick a truth that God says is true about you. And mine was that God's strength is in me. That was huge for me. They talked about all these different truths. But, like, for me, that was the one that really stuck out. I'm like, all right, I can get behind this. That's encouraging, you know. And so the next year, I wanted to go back as an intern. I felt super inadequate to try to do that. I'm not going to lie. But I just felt a strong urge. Like, I need to go. I fought it for the longest time. They showed the video for UTC. I'm like, I really want to go back, but I just don't think I can do it. And then I get there, and I see 20 other interns that are just rock stars in their faith. Like, they're just crushing it. It's just like everything, you know, they're quoting all these Bible verses and all this stuff. And just like, wow, this is really, really intimidating. And I remember one time specifically, we were worshiping and we're doing this prayer and worship. We were up in the mountains in Colorado. It was super cool. We were singing this song. It was beautiful. Everybody was singing along. And I kind of realized, I kind of looked up and I looked around. I'm like, I'm the only person that doesn't know any of the lyrics to any of these songs. And it was all of them. It wasn't just one. And I'm like, okay, sweet, I know this one. Let's get it. Like, I didn't know any of them. And everybody's like belting it out. Like, it's like this amazing moment. I'm like, all right. But I think there, and even in the small group, so I led a small group, and I'm like, gosh, like, how am I going to do this? Like, my small group leader was so great. The people here at Mizzou were so great. Like, how can I show even just a sliver of that light that Christ, like, was, when it was shown to me, like, how do I get that across to them? I put a lot of that pressure on myself. And through that experience, I began to realize that every single person's walk with God is individual. There's no, like, comparison. There's no anything. Like, it doesn't matter where each person's at. Like, he's going to meet you where you're at. And, you know, he's happy right where you're at. Like, he loves you right where you're at. And you're going to grow together with that. Also learned when we came back, Nathan taught us what successful witnessing is. So it's taking the initiative to share Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. So right there, like, hearing that, it's like, okay, you know, he gave me all this. I love everything that he's done for me, but I can't force it on people. I can't, like, make somebody believe. If someone doesn't believe, I can't, like, you know, that was on me. I did something wrong. Like, just taking that initiative, like, I'm going to do the best that I can to share that. But at the end of the day, none of that's on me. Like, that's God. And it's always going to be God. And, you know, he's going to work in greater ways than we could ever realize. So that was kind of, you know, before and then going in through, kind of coming through to my senior year now. And now, currently, a big thing I'm going through in my faith is, like, how do I take the next step? It's like, I'm going to the meetings. You know, I go to discipleship group on Sunday. We got big group on Tuesday. The wrestling team has Bible study on Wednesday. You know, I usually go to church on Sunday. So, you know, I'm doing all these different things, and I'm getting in this community, which is amazing. But, like, what's next? You know, outside of that, you know, I didn't spend as much time with God. I'm going to be honest. I do not – it's not that I don't like it, but I hate reading in general. So then you have this Bible that's a lot of things to read, and it just doesn't work. My Bible is very new. Not a lot of bent pages and stuff like that. And then even in prayer, too – you know, I don't feel like I pray enough. I feel like sometimes every prayer has to be this big, elaborate prayer, and, you know, then come to find out that God just wants to talk with you. As I'm walking to class, like, God, just thank you. Like, even that, just being able to just say thank you for, like, for this, thank you for this opportunity. You know, just little things throughout the day. Like, anything that you have, God wants to hear it. Like, okay, that's pretty cool. It doesn't have to be this. And then as you start to pray more, all of a sudden you hear yourself start saying some of these prayers. It's like, I should write that down. Who said that? Is that me? So one of the biggest encouragements I could offer with this, and just if you're ever feeling like you're kind of like stuck, or like you're just kind of going along the same path, Nathan told me this a couple months ago, and there's something to be said about consistency and just showing up, like still doing those same things. I look back at the last year, and even though I don't have 4 or 5 new chapters of the Bible that I've read and memorized, I don't have all these different verses, you know, I've done some stuff through small groups, but I've grown so much, just even just in the community that I've been in. Like, I can see my perspective has changed. You know, I can see God working in my life. I'm aware more of God in my life. And that's so, it's so encouraging. The example that Nathan used that was really awesome was, like, if you're sailing a ship across the sea, like, from Europe to the U.S., and you're going, and you know you're going on the right path, and you know you're doing everything right, but you can't see the end goal. You can't see it. It's just water. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get there, and then you have this big thing, like, and it doesn't always have to be a big thing, but, like, you know you're going the right direction. I guess that's the main. You know you're going the right direction, and it's just that faith that, you know, as I'm doing this, like, I'm going to grow. Like, I want to read my Bible more. I want to know more about him. I want to hear people tell me Bible verses so I don't have to read them. But, so the last little thing, another huge truth that I've been leaning on these past few months is, with that, you can share the light of Christ just in the way that you interact with people. Just the way you live your life should look different. Like, when I think back to that first meeting I came into, something looked different here. The people around, just, it was just different. And I think that there's something to be said for that. Like, people are, like, they're drawn to that. Like, there's a reason I kept coming back. And I think it's that, it's just that. There's people before me that's just the way they live their life. It's like, I want to be more like that. I don't know what they have, but I want to do that. So I think that's a huge encouragement. The last little thing. So this is a Bible verse that I found today. But I think it does a really good job of just kind of highlighting everything that I talked about. So it's Ephesians 3:16-20. So it says, I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources that he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. So then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And the last part, I love this so much. So now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than what we might ask or think. Like, if there's anything from that story, is like, I never felt like I knew enough, but whatever I gave to God, he took it and just ran with it. And just like the my life is completely different just from taking that step of showing up. So if I can encourage anybody in that, that's it right there. Whatever you think you know about God, he's way bigger. Whatever you think God can do, he can do so much more. So